Morning. 6:15 a.m. on Tuesday, June the 18th, 2024, on a mostly sunny day here on the Front Range east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. The there's a few scattered clouds off to the north west at the moment. There were more to the south, but they've burnt off, I think. The warm sun probably made a difference. Either that or they're below my horizon, which is relatively high because of the buildings and trees between me and the eastern horizon now. Anyway, I'm walking. It's cold. It's windy. It's not just breezy. It's windy. There's a pretty solid wind coming out of the east this morning. And it's 60 degrees. So it's really quite chilly. I'm wearing my hoodie. I kind of wish I was wearing three shirts instead of two, but I had my hood up. That helped. I'm protected from the wind right here, so that helps too. Garbage truck doing its garbage thing. I'm almost awake. I've been up for a couple of hours. I got up at just after 4. So I didn't have a lot of time in bed, so my back is not terribly strung out this morning. I have a lot to talk about. I'm still reading Honor Ray's All the Skills, book 3. I'm just reading in fits and starts because, excuse me, Fallout 4 has eaten my life. No, not really. I made a nice grilled chicken yesterday. I'm out of practice with the grill, to say the very least. I pounded down the chicken breasts to make them an even thickness, more or less, and then he marinated them in an herb and garlic marinade for a couple hours in the afternoon, and then got the grill going. But the marinade, because it's got sugar in it, I guess because it's got sugar in it, or because it's oil, or for whatever reason, the marinade tended to turn black. It tended to char. And I didn't really want the char on my chicken. I need to practice. I need to practice. I need to burn a lot more charcoal. Nice little tea roses here. Pink and red. Putting out all kinds of blossoms this year. I don't remember it being quite as lush last year. Although probably it was. I just don't remember. A couple pen auctions for the first time in like forever. In part because I've already got most of the common pens. I've already got a whole raft of Schaefer cartridge pens. I've got a whole raft of Parker 21s. I still have not. Well, I do have. I lied. I do have a Parker 51. But the cowl is off. I haven't even... I should try to write with it and see if it writes. But the cowl is twisted, and I need to get the cowl off and reset the nib. But that's beyond me. I'm really liking... I've got a Parker 41. And that's a relatively rare. It wasn't in production that long, and there weren't many of them sold. But it's a Parker 41. And it came out after the 21. It owes a lot to the 21's design. And the 21 Super design. It's a squeeze fill, it's a little squeezer inside. And it's got a nice weight, it's got a nice feel in the hand. And the only problem with it is that for some reason, and it was a problem from the get-go, apparently, it's actually mentioned in the literature, it has a tendency to dry out fast if you don't use it like every day. It'll dry out pretty much overnight. And it takes a bit to get it going again in the morning. It's a hard starter. But other than that, it's a really sweet little pen. It works well. My current, I've got four pens inked at the moment, the 41, and a restored Esterbrook J. It's a lever fill. Beautiful pen, oh my gosh. I understand why the Esterbrooks, the J series in particular, was so popular. It's just lovely to write with. It has a screw-on cap. It doesn't have a pull cap. It has a screw-on cap, so it stays. It doesn't dry out very well, very much, at all. And as long as it's inked, it's inked. And you pull the cap off, and it writes as it should, which is really sweet. And it lays down a really nice line. I think it's a medium, or maybe a fine. I think it's a medium. It's one of the numbered Esterbrook four-digit number nibs, and I don't remember which one it is. It's like 2659 or something. It's certainly not a fine point. But it's really a sweet little pen, and I suspect that I have two or three Esterbrooks J's in a couple of different sizes, and I keep bidding on them along with the Watermans. What else do I have? Oh, I've got a Jinhao 80, which is a reputed rock knockoff of a Lamy 2000. Except it uses a safari style nib instead of an enclosed one like the 2000 does. It's a really nice utility pen. It writes really well. It's got a fine point on it. It's a European fine, not a Chinese or Japanese fine. So it puts down a nice line. And what's the other one? A Schaefer VFM. It's a newer pen. It takes a script cartridge, and it reminds me a lot of the Metropolitan and the Allure and those all metal, pretty stiff. Stiff-bodied pens. It's got the cigars coming up on it. So let me one post. It's got the cigar shape. It's got the rounded end. It's more like torpedo than cigar, but white dot Schaefer. Really nice pen. Really nice little job. I like it a lot. But I bought some more. I bought some more pens. I bought a Platignum. It's a European English pen, square tip, really funny looking nib. I'm looking forward to seeing what that nib can do. And the other one was a Kaigaloo 362, which is another Chinese knockoff of some pen that I don't know what it is, but I got it for like a buck. $7 with shipping. What else did I get? I got another one. Don't remember. Oh, I do remember. It was a Waterman Atria. And I've seen the Atrias come by several times, and always thought, is that really a Waterman? Is that? And I finally looked them up, because they're funny. They've got funny, like, bumpy ridges around the tops and bottoms, and a pen cap, and it looks has almost a steampunk vibe to it. And I'm thinking, is that really a Waterman? Is this anything any good? And apparently it is. The reviews I've seen of it, it has three different names depending on market. It's a Forum, an Atria, there was another one, I can't remember. Agora. So I picked that up. It uses the modern cartridges, which is good because I got a lot of the modern cartridges, and I still have not yet managed to score any fresh old cartridges for my Waterman CFs. Waterman CC. The CF is nice. That's what got me going with Watermans. I liked it a lot. It's just The cartridge is just a pain in the butt. I like my Watermans. Of all of the pens that I've got, I started with the Safari and the Lamy Safari, and it was really a nice pen. So I started messing with it. It's really a nice pen. I got an All-Star. I didn't like the All-Star anywhere near as much, and I don't know why. It did not ink up well. It didn't, had trouble with the nib. Then I started with Schaefer's and Parker's and finally Waterman's and Estabrook's. The Estabrook J's are delightful. The Waterman, Phileas, that is a nice pen. I had that inked for just like 2 or 3 weeks, and it's like, oh man. But the Allure is really good too. Good solid metal, reliable writer, modern pen, doesn't leak, doesn't blot, doesn't do all the things that you normally think of with fountain pen problems. Didn't dry out. It's a lovely pen. All of the Waterman pens write really well. I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to do with all these pens? I think most of them are going to, I'm going to turn back on the market and resell. Try to recoup some of the expense. Gift a few perhaps. I really don't need another hobby. I don't really need another hobby. I need to pick up my pens and caps and recapture my practice, my penmanship practice. It's sort of fallen by the wayside. Everything's fallen by the wayside with Fallout 4. I'm at 109 now, I think. Leg here. Sun's up, everything's green. After yesterday, it was such a gray and gloomy looking day, and it didn't really get any different. I think the sun came out in the afternoon. but the grasses are all different shades of green depending on the kind of grass they are. It's pretty interesting. I love the way it all blends together. It's all green, but it's not all the same green. It's really nice. Looking for the Willow Sisters. I get the sunshine right in my eyes, so. There they are, looking willowy. Now, here comes a familiar face. I haven't seen this guy in a while. Guy had the little dog. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Well, you know, still at it.
Nasty cancer.
Still in it. Still winning.
Great.
How you doing?
Good, bless. I'm doing very well.
I see you still out here every day.
Every day I got to. I had open heart surgery. Bypass about 11, 12 years ago. So.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
You got to keep moving.
Have a good day, sir.
You too. Have to keep walking. Bypass surgery. Walk or die. That's sort of where I am. I suspect there will be some sort of cardiac escapade in my future. So I'll be reinforced with the walk or die. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Look at this. Beautiful. I still have to get this down. I gotta get the saw out and trim this poor shaggy maple. I need to get my kids out here to help me. But damn, house looks good painted. No more peel and paint. It's got a nice color. It's not pink and mint green anymore. Yeah. I don't know what possessed us to paint it those colors, but they looked good in theory. They just didn't work out in practice. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.